Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Kenny, and I have my other host, Kwajina Johnson, my beautiful wife. And, you know, today we're just going to share a few things that I hope that you all can get. All right, and we'll start here. Military children often face adversities due to the hardships of the military life. This month, as we celebrate the Month of the Military Child, we will focus on some things or some of those much-needed issues to talk about. One of the main challenges military children deal with is the stress of constant moving, transitioning from one place, and can both be positive and have positive and negative effects on military children. Although they are given the advantage of experiencing different cultures and living with in different places, they often lose friends due to multiple moves. Sometimes they have issues with adapting, which can lead to many different emotions and feelings. How can families help military children transition easier? What are some of the lasting effects of constant moves? Again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Today's day is April 19th, 2016, and we're just going to discuss a little bit about the military child. First, I want to talk about some things here before we get ready to open up the line. And as I stated earlier, children often do deal with being able to move from place to place, but they always have to deal with that transitioning of going from one place to another, and then especially when they get into middle school and high school. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines here. First caller, we have Missionary Jade. How you doing this evening?
I'm great, Pastor. How are you? How are you, Pastor?
All right, Franklin? All right. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was just about to say I think this is a great topic because I have four military children ranging from senior in high school to kindergartner. And it has been, you know, just an adjustment. No major issues, but, you know, it's been hard. Especially, you know, you have your senior in high school who is sports, you know, their whole high school career, have to move to a new area and realize, you know, that, I mean, they can play, but they're not going to start because they did not start with this team. You know, and you have to, you're moving into a new neighborhood, new people, because of a lot of our children, some of the schools are on post, but a lot of them are off post. So you have to even deal with what I want to say, cliques per se, you know, just because your parent is not in with other people's parents. Your child isn't making a team, even though your child is more qualified than another child. So, you know, I'm dealing with it all here in Fort Riley, Kansas, but we're getting through. We're making it. You know, we're definitely making it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your statements on tonight.
Mission, you brought up some very good points, and I want, after we open up the lines, I want to go back to the points, some of the things that you brought up. One, having children in different age groups. How that transition can be different because you know, harder on the older ones, I'm sure. Not saying that it's not hard on the younger ones. Also, you know, as far as the school, you know, academically, adjusting academically. So I want to go back to some of those things. I will be calling on you, Mish, in a little bit, okay? After we open up the line.
Okay.
For our- okay.
That's fine. I'll be here.
All right. Caller ending in 6184. Are you there?
That's yummy.
Sorry, my voice.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Kind of.
How you doing?
Sad. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. We will be calling on you in a little bit so we can get your views on, you know, being a military child.
Yes, sir. We'll do.
All right. Next, we have Pastor Michelle. Are you there?
I am, Pastor Quadra and Pastor Kenny. How are you this evening?
Good.
All
right. How you
good.
Doing?
Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you all?
Good, Miss Brenda. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good, good. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight.
Yes, it's good to be here with you young people.
And your line will be open. We look forward to some wisdom on tonight.
All right.
Next, we're going to go to 5651. Are you there?
Yes, this is Cedric Page or Deuce. What's his name?
Hey,
Deuce. How you doing, Pastor Quadra, Pastor Kenny?
What's up, man?
Look, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you tonight.
We're doing good.
Yes, ma'am.
We're doing good. So we'll be calling on you in a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
And next we have caller ending in 2038.
Devion.
Hey, Devion.
What's up, Devion?
How you doing?
Hello, how you guys doing? All right, how about you?
Doing good. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you tonight as well. We want you guys to engage and tell us, you know, how you all have dealt with being military children, because I know I don't have experience. I've only been a military spouse. But we'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead with the discussion. My husband's trying to tell me I'm wrong because I said that I don't know what it's like to be a military child, but I don't. I only know what it's like to be a military child, baby.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to go on with the conversation. So some of the things that, like I said, I wanted to go back to what Missionary Jay said. And, Mish, I would like for you and Pastor Michelle, if you all can, if you all
To help out. Okay.
Yeah, we got someone
here. Yeah. It's probably me. I'm in the car. Hold on, I'm switching.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
Let's see. Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay.
All right.
Now, what have you all struggled with? What are some of the struggles that you all have encountered with having children of different age groups, you know, in the move, while you're moving around with the military?
For myself, my younger two, my 5 and 9 year old, they just seem to go with the flow, but they are sad when they have to leave their friends and make new ones. My oldest son, he seems to just flow quite nicely. Like, it seems like he can make friends anywhere he goes. He's more social. But I find it with my 14-year-old, she's more watchful and careful. You know, she watches people and makes sure, you know, like they're, you know, the type of people she wants to hang around with. When we got here, she didn't start making friends until, like, December, you know, because she was like, oh, you know, I'm just sitting back. I'm just observing, you know, and I've noticed that each and every move that we've made, because I want to say she's kind of scared to get comfortable, but now with the new age technology, she does keep up with her friends, you know, that are in Germany, even though we got the jacked up time difference. I know she speaks to them on the weekend, but then she got more comfortable also because a few of them did come here. So I guess just for my oldest teenage daughter, she's just more watchful, while everybody else just kind of goes with the flow. And, well, for Anaya, I think this is, like, her first move where she pretty much, you know, can understand that she has moved from one place to another. She knows she's not in Germany anymore, you know, because everybody's speaking, you know, English. But she adjusted quite well. So that, I mean, just for, yeah, I think that was the only problem I encountered, in the fact that as far as the sports, here it seems like, I want to say it's a tight-knit community, but it's in like, who you know, because, you know, like my son was telling me, he was going to go out for the basketball team, but he was watching him and observing the coach, and the coach already had his favorite, so he kind of was like, well, I'm not going to have no play time. And I was like, okay. You know, so it's those type of adjustments, especially when you're in high school and you started a foundation in one place and then you have to end it in another place. So those are just some of the things that I encountered just coming, you know, moving to another place.
So do you think that your oldest daughter you said that she, you know, she's kind of reluctant or, well, takes her time, cautious, would you say? Do you think that's because, so you do think it's because she's afraid, do you think she's afraid to get close?
In some aspects, I believe so. You know what I mean? I truly believe so. She does acquire good friends, and like I said, now, you know, with the technology, the Snapchat, the WhatsApp, and all that other stuff, she stays, you know, communicating with them. But I believe, you know, she has even told me, she's just like, I just don't want to get close to anybody because who knows when we're going to move again. She was like,
right.
You know, it's okay to pick up the phone and call, but she was like, you know, when we go places, we go skating, we go to the movies, we, you know, do things like that. You know, you get used to it. You get used to having your best friend, and the next thing you know, you're pulled away from them. You're going to, let's say, Alabama. Another one's going to California. So it's like, when
right.
do we get to hang out again?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's kind of hard. I mean, we try our best to keep, you know, keep in touch. But it just gets hard because, I mean, it's life. It just goes on.
Right, right. Now, Jeremiah asked us, we were talking the other day about how long we had, you know, left here. And our desire, you know, is for Kenny to be extended. But the honest truth, you know, the truth is we don't know. With the military, we just don't know. We know what we would like, however, that might not necessarily be what happens, you know, due to the need of the Army. And so he was asking how long we had left, and so I told him, you know, we only had a year and a half, and it was like his whole face just changed. You know, he was like, oh, man, I have to leave my friends again. So I completely understand, you know, that is something that they deal with. I mean, it's hard on us. You know, it's hard. It was hard for us to separate, you know, from Germany. We did so much together. We built so much. And then we had to, you know, to separate. And everywhere we go, we're leaving, you know, our friends. So I can only just imagine how much harder that is, you know, on our kids. So, yeah, I can definitely see that. Okay, Mish, stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Pastor Michelle, do you have anything to say concerning that? And then maybe we can, you know, ask your kids what they have to say.
Sure, yes, ma'am. And Jaleesa is here, too. She's also a military child. She's listening in on my phone, on my end.
Hey, Jaleesa.
Well.
You hear it? Say it again, Pastor.
Hey, Jaleesa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing? We look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you.
She said she's looking forward to hearing what you have to say. As far as my children are concerned, we were, for my two oldest, Debbie and Niecy, from about the third or fourth grade all the way even now,
they didn't feel the effects of military lifestyle in that way because we did not live on post, and they went to a civilian school from like the third grade, third and fourth grade, and all the way to graduation. But Yummy and Deuce, the two younger ones, felt the effects because, you know, we lived in Germany, now we're in Washington, and you do move quite often, and it is a change. And same as Missionary Jake's son, Deuce was the same way. Once he got on the basketball team, we realized that there was favorites. And what he was able to do in Germany because of the closeness and the tight-knit and only 238 students in the whole school, then they got more opportunities in a Dodge school system. So, you know, it was an adjustment bringing Deuce here to the States and into a civilian school for his last 2 years of school. And as even Yummy in college, all I hear all the time, Mommy, I hate college. Granted, she has A's and B's, but it's an adjustment. It's a whole adjustment here. And not only that, you do lose the friends, the closeness, and they don't realize how close they are until they move to the next duty station. And I see that a lot throughout the Facebook. The kids that were in Germany talk about how much they miss Germany, which is overseas is very different than the States as far as the military is concerned. You are in a tighter-knit community, and it's almost like it's you and you as the American military in the world of a foreign country. And so it's almost,
right,
for us, it's like us against the world. And so we,
right,
have no choice whether we like it or not. We band together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We band together. Even if we don't like a person, we're not going to let people on the outside mess with the people on the inside.
Right.
And
right.
And so it does become closer being overseas and living the military life overseas. There's a comfort. Accessibility, there is some things that we don't have access to, but as far as us making the military family, the military, the army, the people there, our family, you did create a family outside of your natural family.
Right.
And so my children definitely miss that, and they suffer from that. So it is very, very hard, even as a parent.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And, you know, Jeremiah still talks about Germany. He still talks about the school, even the lunch, you know. I mean, you know, that's like a big deal to him. Do you find that, too? Do you ladies find that as well?
Yes, ma'am. Well, my kids, I'm sorry, Pastor Michelle, go ahead.
Oh, I just said yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my kids don't talk. Well, they talk about how terrible the lunch is. That's about
right
what
here,
they tell me
the
about
state.
Lunch.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. Cameron and Anaya, they're fine with their school lunch. The only thing is that they come home hungry, it seems like. So, you know, I always have something there for them. But I noticed in Germany they didn't come home as hungry. But then, oh, I did have two growing teenagers, so they're just always hungry.
That is something. And so he makes reference to that quite a bit. And just, you know, the thing that I also find, I'm just piggybacking off of what Pastor Michelle was saying, you know, because when we were overseas, you know, we did build that family. And like here, I mean, over there, you know, mostly everybody they went to school with were military kids, unless they were, you know, civilians that were over there. But they understand just like, you know, the military kids because they moved too, or some of them were, you know, their parents were prior military, and so there was still, you know, there was still some, they could relate to some things. But now, you know, we're here and he's in public school. And it seems like, you know, academically, you know, he's suffering a little bit in some areas. When we first got here, he did really well. You know, but even when I talked to his teacher, she was just saying how their class is so diverse. They have military, they have non-military. And then with the military kids, one of her biggest things is some, they come from so many different places. So you set, have some that are behind and some that are ahead, and then they put them all in the same class together. And so, you know, it makes kind of a hard time for the teacher. You know, and so that's something else that, you know, our kids are affected by. But, Pastor Michelle, I'm really glad that you brought up the difference between overseas versus the States, and I would like to talk even more about that. We're going to allow Keisha to say something if she wants, and then we'll move on. Hey, Keisha.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everyone tonight?
We're doing good, good, good.
Good. How are you, Keisha?
Doing well, doing well. I really have anything to say.
Okay. Well, your line will be open. We know you know you're not in the military, but we know you know people that are. So if you have anything to say, just, you know, come on in. Okay,
Alrighty.
So now I would like for some of the military children to talk, you know, to come on into the conversation and tell us from your personal experience some of the things that you have dealt with, you know, being a military child and moving multiple times.
Is it okay if I start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Back to what my mom was saying about how baby and niece didn't get to really experience it because we stayed in Tennessee for so long. It's the same for me as well because we stayed in Tennessee for, I think it was 12 or 13 years. I don't know. I don't remember. But all the way until I was a sophomore in high school, so I never really had to move like other military children move, how they move every 3 years. So I wasn't used to any of the moving, and going to Germany across the country to a different country was really weird, because if I wasn't used to moving from state to state, then of course I'm not going to be used to moving from country to country. So when I first got there, of course, and I'm pretty sure Deuce can relate or just knows what I'm talking about, how it was like, well, I don't want any friends because I know we're going to move in like 3 years and blah, blah, blah. But that went out the door in like a month or so. And like how my mom was saying, it's such a close-knit, like, community there. You start to become friends and family with everyone. And so I got really close, and I completely forgot about the moving part. And then once that came, it was just like, well, this is how other military children feel, because it's really, really, really hard, and I wasn't expecting it. And I want to go back. I say that I want to go back every single day. And it's completely different, the high schools from the state side to on base, because, I mean, they just treat you better, and they wait for you, and they nurture you. It's kind of a shelter feeling. So coming to the States is completely different, and going to Germany is completely different. But that's just my experience with it.
Well, thank you, Yami. And so you said they treat you different. So do you find that the staff treats you different as well as, like, the kids? Do you find that the kids, you know, stateside, they're more harsh, I guess, for lack of better words?
I probably can't speak on that part because, I mean, just my personality, I've never been bullied or never seen, like, a mean kid. But, I mean, for other kids, I can see where that was because, I mean, I'm really friendly to other people, so I didn't really deal with the attitudes of other kids. I mean, if they did have attitude, then, you know, I just don't have to be friends with them. But the staff and the teachers do treat you differently, and they kind of work with you a little bit more, and they go at your pace instead of on the state side. It's just like either you're with it or you're not.
Mhm. Okay. So, do you and Deuce, I would like for you to come in on this as well. So do you all feel when you are back in the States, you know, stateside, off post and off post schools, do you sometimes feel isolated? Do you sometimes feel like you're different because, you know, you are military and you know, do you sometimes feel that way?
Deuce could probably speak a little bit more on that part, considering I went to a state school first, and then I went to a school in Germany, and I'm not in high school anymore, of course, but I'm in a college where there's, like, a lot of military kids, so I don't feel different whatsoever. I feel the same. But I feel like if it was reversed, how Deuce is now, how he went to high school starting in Germany, and now he's in a state school, I would feel really different.
Okay. Deuce, what do you have to say? Thank you, Yummy. And we want you to say more tonight. Thank you. Go ahead, Deuce. What do you have to say?
I feel somewhat different, not as in different from other kids. Like, such as if a friend wanted to come over, that friend will either have to be on base or have some form of ID with them. But usually kids my age that don't live on base, they don't have some form of ID. So there's no way for them to come over my house or us to interact without the kid being on post. So it is kind of different for me because I can't really interact as far as being in school. And what Yummy said, the teachers are different overseas and stateside. Because stateside, they have so many kids, they don't have time to keep track of everyone. So it's not that they don't care, it's just that they can't care equally for each. Like, they have to be all equal. Like, they can't just show favoritism.
Okay. So thank you, Deuce. Yeah, I know it has to be difficult, you know, to some extent.
Well, what I want to say to the military children that are on the line is that, you know, I admire your resilience because, you know, it does take a lot for you to bounce back and pretty much start over and start fresh, you know, with your demographic location, you know, where you're located at currently. But one thing that I would like to say to the parents is that we also have to be very patient with our children, you know, because all kids react to change differently. Just like adults, we all react to change differently. Some welcome it with open arms, and then some kind of shy away from it. But what I like, you know, you have all of these different fosters out there that keep the children and even the adults intact. Because, you know, I just got IMO, and it's crazy. You know, it's like this type of stuff we were talking about back in the 90s for the old heads, you know, like, yo, you know, man, one day, man, we're going to be able to talk on the phone, and I'm going to be able to see where you at while you're on the phone. And now we're doing it, and it's reality, and we tripping on it. You know, cause I got the IMO, and man, my mom, she just went berserk the other night. She was crying and everything because she got to see me. But I digress. But back to the topic, you know, parents, we definitely have to be patient with our children, and you're going to have kids that are going to be cautious because, you know, Mitch, you say that Alani is cautious, then we got Jared, you know, that's Mr. Cautious Jared right there, boy, I tell you. He's cautious about everything, so I'm sure, you know, with this being, you know, close to my transitioning of leaving the military, we may have possibly one more move or two more moves for that matter, and Jared's going to be the exact same way. But Mariah, well, her personality, I think she'll adjust because she's just Mariah, and Jeremiah, he'll adjust too. But as long as the parents are, you know, patient, and just like Pastor Michelle says, we form a united front no matter where we go at the beginning, right off top, as soon as the kids get there. And that gives the kids that shelter, that sense of safety and security. And then it allows for them to be able to transition. And what I did when I got here is I started to know people real quick, get to know people. And just with me being here at Fort Lee, it's kind of like the military hub. So, you know, I run into a lot of people that I ran into, you know, many years back and that are not stationed here with me. So I make sure I find out, you know, hey, you got any kids? How old are your kids? What, you know, so that way, you know, if Jeremiah meets any of the kids, he can know that, hey, your dad worked with my dad when he's talking to the kids, and then they kind of got something to relate with, and then it just makes that transition that much smoother.
Thank you, baby. I would like to ask Devian a question. Devian, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Would you been an adult military child? He's an adult military child. I mean,
okay.
he's a child of, you know what I'm saying. Everybody know what I'm saying. What did you go through being the one left behind because the family left you?
that was a part of my statement.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, so, am I able to tell you everything and then get into that? Hello?
Go ahead and say everything.
Okay, well, being a military child, there was a lot of pros and cons. And, like, for instance, you know, everybody, when they get friends or whatever, and then they leave their friends, and it was difficult to adapt and go to new schools and be called, you know, the new kid and stuff like that. I didn't get a chance to experience to the full extent, but from what I did remember, I know I was jumping from at least about four schools, I think. And I remember the experience. And also packing up and moving, I remember that, and going overseas. We went to Italy. That was an experience. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling good.
I think the question Pastor Quasima was asking is, how did you feel with everybody?
I know. I was saying that was part of my statement that I was getting into.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought he could go ahead and say everything he was going to say.
Oh, okay.
So, well, the good thing out of it, I learned to adapt, and I didn't know that I knew how was because of the military. And a lot of people that I come in contact with, I'm not, like my mom, I'm not scared to talk to anybody. And so by me talking to a lot of people, I meet a lot of people, and it's good to know people. People help you out with stuff, and like what I'm going through is owning my own business. I wouldn't be able to be where I'm at if it wasn't for the fact that I was a military child, because I was shy and they broke because of the military, because I learned how to talk to people. A good thing out of it was I had my first son out of the move, so if it wasn't for the military, he would never been here. And I thank God for him and like all of them. It broke. I've been away from my dad, and that was hard because I felt like that my dad still to this day is like my hero. I look up to him in every aspect, and it's like people like, I want to be like my dad, and I want to be like my dad. And then your dad responds, be better than me. But in my eyes, I mean, I can't speak for nobody else. In my eyes, I just don't see any better. And that's I want to strive to be like him. And so it hurted a lot when he left. So it was, and there was no getting used to it. So I can't say, oh, I'm used to my dad leaving. And I never got used to it. I'm used to him. He's the one who's laughing my jokes, even though they were corny. The reason why I was able to play the sports style, was able to play, and he was my support. He kept my head on straight, and my mom had my back. So when my brother, and I'm close to all my brothers and sisters, I love them all equally. but it's something about that yummy. So when they left for the first time, like I didn't, I felt like that I didn't even want to, like it wasn't like a suicidal thought. It's just like I just didn't want to be here. I felt like I just woke up one day and just lost everything. And on top of that, my son had left, and I was going through a certain situation with my son, and my parents was there helping me with it. And so, like, my parents left one day. My son left the previous day. My parents, my brother and sister, all of them left the next day. And luckily I had, at the time, I had Jaleesa there because I was the only one at the house. And I'm pretty sure I was, like, mean to her. Not trying to be mean, but it's just like the fact that I just felt like I lost everything. Like, I didn't know what to do. I cried for days. What really hurt me was my brother. I never see him cry. Like, besides us getting in trouble, he tried to be hard, I tried to be hard, but when he got me, when he left, he cried. It broke me. Yeah. Yeah. It was just a very, very difficult time, but I think out of all things, that did it. And I thought my mom would have been the one to do it, but like he never know if somehow I'd be so on the phone. But it was. I thought about him, and every single day, even now, because of the military, I learned how to move on and adapt to my family not being there, even though it was hard, and it still was hard. At times, I learned my dad about when he's in a house, I'm secretly building a house attached to his because I'm not going nowhere. But that's probably the hardest thing. That was probably the hardest thing ever is for my family to leave. And, I've learned a lot. I gained a lot with them and without them, and they have truly all together have made me stronger. From the time that they left, they all kept in contact with me because they knew how hard I was. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. I just really love my family. That's about it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I think you're about to break my heart. I'm sure your mama's over there crying. Oh my goodness! You know we wow.
She's crying.
I'm sure she is. You know, it's so hard. It's just hard. And I just hear the hurt. I mean, even the tears. But you know, it's just obvious that you're still hurting. You're dealing. You know, you're adapting. You know, but people don't realize what you guys go through. you know, some people do. Some people do, don't get me wrong. But there are some people really don't understand, you know, the sacrifice that you all make, whether you're the ones that's leaving or, like, you know, now, you know, your family, you know, they're the ones that's leaving and you're the ones, you know, that's still there. So I just want to say, you know, to all of you, you know, I appreciate you. I commend you for your strength. Until I went to college. When I went to college, that was the first time I left home, you know, when I was 18, and then I was still in Georgia, and then I went back home, and I didn't leave the state until I married my husband, and I was 24 going on 25. So, you know, to deal with what you all deal with is a lot. I think I could do it as a child. I mean, if I had to, but, you know, I just couldn't imagine, you know, having to deal with the things that you all deal with as children. So I commend you all, and my heart really goes out to you. And I thank you for, you know, being transparent, for sharing your feelings, because I know that you're helping a lot of people, you know, people that are listening or that will go back and listen to this broadcast. So thank you so much, Evian. And, you know, if you have anything else to say, please feel free to do so.
That's my love. I'm good.
All right. Hey, Devion, man. Hey, I'm proud of you, man. Real men cry. You know, a lot of people needed to hear that. They needed to hear that because, you know, oftentimes, you know, military children, when I first came in the military, they didn't really talk a lot about, you know, the military child and how they had the month of the military child until we started doing more deployments. And, you know, the fathers or the mothers were deploying a lot, and the kids were actually, you know, transitioning from moving from one duty station to the next. But then when mom or dad had to go down range, then the kids would either move back to granny or, you know, or move back to mom or dad's home state, and they stay there for a little while. And then when it's time for mom or dad to come back, then the kids had to leave again. So, you know, military children always are dealing with moves. So, I mean, you know, if I was the sergeant major in the Army, I would plan trips for, you know, military children to go on so that way they get the opportunity to, you know, kind of go somewhere and unwind, go to Disneyland or something, or just doing something that you would like to do, you know, teenagers or older, go on a cruise or something. I mean, because in all honesty, the military children, the military spouses, right, you all actually do more of the transitioning and PCSing than the soldiers do. I mean, and it's just, hands down, being a soldier is just the truth. And I want to thank everybody definitely for the statements on tonight, because they're really touching, and they really touch home. I want to go to Yami, because I told my wife I had to get with Yami, kind of make a laugh. Yami, I know you said in the beginning, right, you had an issue with making friends, you know, you was trying to make sure, but, hey, you got a friend I'm glad you met over in Germany that you're with right now, and that's an awesome young man you got. Y'all going places. Y'all doing big things. So I'm proud of y'all on that.
Thank you.
And Pastor Michelle.
He's my favorite.
Pastor Michelle, I want to say, hey, you know, I know it was hard, definitely, because – you know, you left your family back in Tennessee, and then when we got to Germany, for all of us, we all dealt with separation on, like, numerous occasions, because I swear it felt like every month one of us is leaving to go from Germany back to the States. And then, you know, Pastor Michelle, you know, you was like one of the last to push us out. You know, you were like the rest of your family was like the trail party to push all of us out, because, y'all, you know, you were constantly coming up there to the Army lodging, checking on us, making sure we were good, and then you sat there with us pretty much all night. So we really didn't sleep that last night before we left Germany. But I'm grateful to God that, you know, God allowed us to meet some awesome friends, awesome family, because you all are family to us now. But the good thing about the military is it builds lasting relationships. And that's good. And Devion, I want to touch on something you said earlier about you being more versatile when it comes to making relationships, when it comes to whether it's business related or you meet new friends, things of that nature. I honestly see where, and if there are no military spouse and no military children on the line right now, or if there are, I'm sorry. Please don't be offended when I say this, but it's just what I've seen thus far. Most of the time, military children, they have it easy to be able to pick up and move somewhere else and not have to worry about it. Whereas if you have somebody that's grew up in one town for the longest of time, then they decide to go off to college, they have a harder time adapting than the kids that have, you know, had parents that were in the military and moved from place to place to place. So it's not like they're necessarily used to the moving, so to speak, but they are. And the transition is what makes it easier for them to the moves are what makes it easier for them transitioning. I'm going to hush because the lines are open, and I'm sure somebody got something to say.
Does anybody have anything?
I would like to say something, Pastor Quadula, Pastor Kenny. Listening to my son, it was very emotional. Yes, I was over here crying full tears. What people fail to realize, and I believe that Missionary Jade is coming up on this stage very soon, when you are a lifetimer in the military like we have been, your children age out of the system. And when they age out of the military system, they are it's a shock trying to adapt to the regular world, because the military is a whole different world in itself. I'll just touch on a few things. Trying to get health care, dental care, emergency room visits, anything in that nature, now you're having to pay for it out of your pocket, whereas, you know, we're used to just going and flashing the ID card or going on post and going to the hospital. There are a lot of things that they don't have the benefits of, and we as parents then worry about our children that aged out because they don't have these things. They don't have the care that the military has. And then there's another duty station where you leave your grown children. And me, my biggest thing, I truly didn't want to leave my mother, and I did not want to leave my grandson. And it was very hard for me to do that because my grandson was so young and he was so attached to me. And he cried every day to the point where he just sometimes would just lay and cry. And so I thought on many different occasions to go back. And, again, being overseas, you have somebody that's sick. You can't just get on the road and go visit that sick person. You have to make arrangements, and the only time the military will help you is if somebody passes away, and they have to be close enough to you. So it's a lot. And, yes, Pastor Kenny, I remember us looking for that envelope on the last night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My God. We were up and, you know, looking, just looking and looking and looking, and, you know, the kids were at my house. We were back at the hotel. We was going push you all out. We're going through papers. We're throwing away stuff. We're getting it done. We're just going to get it done. And so even in the last bit of work that we had to do, our minds were occupied because of the work we were doing, but our hearts were so heavy because even though we have the phone and we have IMO and your kids will call me in a minute just to chit-chat, that Raya, that sweet baby, and that Jared will call, it's still not the same as being with them, me picking them up, me holding them, me giving them chips, you know, just doing all the bad habits that only I can do. So,
bad habits.
But we do, right, but we do lasting family. And I say family because not only did we're not just connected in the military, but we're connected through Christ. So I gain brothers and sisters. I gain, you know, people that are so dear to me, now I'm about to get emotional, in the body of Christ and being overseas in Germany and Tennessee, and some of these friendships have been 20 years plus that I've gained from being in the military. So it has a lot of blessings, and the children, you know, and it's one of the amazing things that I absolutely love is how the children connect. And they become each other's family and we're all able to just put all the children together and just hang out while the parents are in one room and the children are in another room. And whereas it's so difficult like that in a regular world because there's so much animosity, you go and say, your child has done this, and the parent looks up at you. But in the military setting, say, listen, this is what your child did, and we have this canon ability just to believe that another military person is not going to just lie like that. So then we start disciplining our children, and so then they know that the next person will check them, and so they're accountable and obedient. And so I just, it was very different raising my children and watching them age out and lose their ID card and their different benefits and things like that. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, that's something I never thought about. You know, you really put a new light on that aging out of the system. I like that, you know, the way you put that, because that's exactly what it is, because it is a different life. And, you know, even when our kids are in school on post or, you know, like we were overseas, you know, when parents were, when the soldiers deploy, you know, most of the time, well, we already know how that works. So it's not like, you know, Jeremiah is in the class and he's the only one with a deployed father. You know, when you're on post with other military kids, then, you know, there's a high percentage of those kids that have deployed parents. And so, you know, they can relate, and then the parents can relate. And so it makes, you know, it makes a difference. So then when they do start acting out, which some of them do, you know, sometimes they act out, you know, especially if they're younger, you know, you have sleep disturbances, you have all kinds of things, you know, and then it's like we don't feel as, you know, as alone. But I, too, you know, thank God for the relationships, you know, that I have, you know, made out of the military, not only with other military spouses, but also, you know, like with Keisha, she's not a military spouse, and we've been friends since, what, 01, I think, 01, you know. So it's, you know, it's definitely, it has definitely been a blessing, you know, been a blessing, hard at the same time, because, you know, we go through and we see our kids go through. Even when we go home and we visit, you know, when they go see, you know, Grandma Rose, when they go see, you know, Auntie Keisha, when they see Miss Brenda, then they have to leave. And I know, you know, that is hard on, it's been hard on Jeremiah, and now it's beginning to be hard on Jared. I promise he asked me on a regular basis, Mama, can I go to Auntie Keisha's house? You know, Mama, you know, it's just, is baby, you know, we don't live close to Auntie Keisha, and of course she loves it because she's like, Jared, you'll come to my house. But you know, we see that they deal with that, and so although we know, man, we can't jump in the car and just go to Auntie Keisha's house today, you know, it's still just kind of, it still does something to you because you can't just jump in the car, you know, and go see Auntie Keisha just like he wants to. So, you know, it's a lot in there. A lot of pros, but it's some cons as well. So does anybody else have anything to say?
Please, can I say something, Pastor Quadrillon?
You can.
Well, I always have to go back to the old school. My children's father was in the military, and we weren't married, but I felt like I was in the military because I had really just as many rights as some of the women that was married to him. I had privileges to go to the commissary, to the PX, and I carried my children to the Army hospital, you know, for their care and stuff. And I have actually had, when he got a private doctor at the time, this was back in the 70s, and when they had a special doctor for the family, and I was pregnant with my baby girl, and this doctor examined me. He gave me prescriptions for drugs and things, and it was just a blessing. You know, God just really blessed me through the times that they were there with their father. And they went from babies until, I think, both of them graduated, and he was still in the Army because he stayed in 27 years. And we never had to worry about him going anywhere because he had connections with people in the Pentagon, so he didn't go anywhere. And one time he went to Korea, went for a year, and they couldn't go where he went, so that was the only time they really would have had a chance to go anywhere with him. He stayed at Fort Bragg like 20-some years, you know. So I didn't have to really deal with that. Although we weren't married, I still was, you know, active in everything that basically the military did. I really was. And just like I said, it was a blessing, you know. And, like, you all are young. Some of you all are younger than when he was even in the military. You know, you weren't even born because that was, like, in 72 or 71. And I think you all really have a lot to go through that people used to didn't go through. And the military was real strict then. I don't know about now. I can't ask y'all. Did the military do a lot to people? It's like if somebody was married and their husband or their wife had a baby out of wedlock, did they chastise those people? They was real strict.
Yes, they do, Ms.
Okay.
They do.
Because I know back in the day, they were terrible. And they
yes,
were
ma'am,
very,
they do
very
it.
Racist, too. Yeah.
They, they're still strict on that. But when you're talking about the military population, as far as, you know, like other spouses and children even, now they have a bigger platform because they have social media, so they'll put somebody on blast in a minute. So, you know, basically, to be honest with you, what's done in the dark will come to the light quick. So news, bad news like that does travel fast around.
Well, I know they were very tight then. You know, you couldn't do nothing because I know one time he went to work and he had my hair. I used to keep my hair kind of reddish blonde, and he had a string of my hair, and he was in Reveille. And this man from Alabama, he was his first sergeant. He was trying to insinuate that he was with a white woman, you know. And it was just, he tried to make a big mess out of it, but we came out on top with it, you know. But I know they were very strict about it. They didn't even want people to stay with one another, you know.
Yeah, I think they, I don't know. A lot of it depends on the chain of command.
And excuse me, everyone, I didn't mean to say bad news like that, but we were talking about out of wedlock, so I apologize. Please forgive me if I offended anybody. I'm sorry.
Okay. So thank you, Ms. Brenda. Thank you so much for that. But, you know, we do go through a lot. Our kids go through a lot. And I just wanted to ask this, you know, this question before we go. And I would like, you know, for the parents to answer. I would like for, you know, the kids to answer, anybody on the line, you know, to answer if you have anything. What do you have any suggestions that you all have found that works for you and your children, or even any suggestions just period that you thought about that, you know, you would give to new families or even, you know, ones that's not really new to help make the transition easier for your children, for their children when they go through the multiple moves?
Hello?
Yes, Miss Jerome.
Okay. What I found out, especially moving to Germany, we did, you know, like little facts about Germany and, you know, every move
that we did, well, that we did, especially with my older two. We kind of did, you know, like what was the state bird or what is the country flag, you know, just try to gather some information about the place that we're moving to to kind of ease the move so it doesn't seem so unfamiliar territory, especially coming here because everybody was like, Kansas, really? What's in Kansas? But, you know, we did some things, you know, we did a little bit of research on the area, and it helped, you know, ease the things, especially like the different schools and stuff that they were going to be going to and stuff. So that helped with the adjustment to the move from Germany to here. As far as employment and dad or mom leaving, well, in my case, dad always leaving, I just try to keep my kids in activities, try to keep their mind off it. You know, I mean, they do have some questions, and most definitely I try to keep, like, the world news off. I usually watch the news first thing in the morning, like 5:36 in the morning when I'm up, you know, and I definitely try to stay away from news channels because I don't want anything to kind of, like, freak them out. And that has worked for me through the 5 deployments that we've been through.
Thank you, Mish. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I agree with you on all of that. And I learned about keeping that news off when Kenny was gone the first time because that was just, that'll do some crazy things to your head, some real crazy things to your head. Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
So thank you, Mish. Does anyone else have anything, any suggestions?
I have a suggestion. I think one of the things, when you move to a new duty station, prior to the move, you definitely talk to your children. But once you get to where you're going, that's the best time. If your family feels distant, that is the best time to reconnect you guys together because it's just you, and you are all that you have. So we find ourselves doing everything together. Even, you know, like I said, in Germany, it was very small. So we would every Sunday go to the food court for dinner. We go home. We clean together. We did everything together. So it was a reconnecting with the family because the truth of the matter is if you have children in school, as soon as they get to meet one person, you're going to be like, okay. So they're going to have their individual lives. So if there's a disconnect, there is a great opportunity to reconnect. So as parents, purpose in your mind to reconnect with your children through the next duty station. Find out something that you didn't know. Make them laugh, smile. You know, just rekindle the love that is always there, but it's been boggled down by everyday life.
Thank you. That was a great suggestion as well. That really was. And you're right, when we get to that new place, it is just us. And so that is exactly what we do. We do spend time to reconnect. So I never thought about it that way, but that's exactly how it works. So thank you very much for that. That's that put a new light on that as well. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Anybody else have anything to say? Devian, do you all have any suggestions from, you know, being military children? Do you have any suggestions?
I would have to say is to be willing to adapt. Because definitely going to Germany, everything was different. There was things were different to the way people talk, selection of clothing, like everything was different. So either you could hate it and, like, spend a long 3 years, or you could love it, adapt, and the years would go by so fast you wish you stayed there longer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Willing to adapt, open to change. Thank you so much. Does anyone else have anything else? No one? Well, we thank you all so much. Everyone, we really appreciate your input. Everyone, you gave great suggestions and really I just enjoyed everything I heard tonight. This was a great show. And I thank you all for taking the time, you know, to listen. Thank you for taking the time to share. And again, Devian, thank you so much, you know, for being transparent and for, you know, just being really sincere about how you felt, because that did take a lot of courage.
Girl, knock it off.
So I thank you. We thank you so much for that. We will be having another show on Friday dedicated to our military children for Month of the Military Child. So if you're available, we ask that you all, you know, come back and join in with us on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you know anyone that needs to, you know, hear the information that we gave out tonight, then we ask that you will share the link. And find us on Facebook, Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein, Kwajalein. Thank you all. We love you guys, and have a great night.
Yes.